to the Rosman Experience with your host, Rick Rosman. For the past 32 years, Rick has been a well-known name in the world of finance. He continues to follow his passion for volunteering and working with charitable and nonprofit organizations. His dedication to education and the youth of the Los Angeles area knows no bounds. He loves his work and strives every day to make a difference in the world. We invite you into the Rosman Experience to enjoy Rick and his many guests who will be bringing you their stories of philanthropy and volunteerism and introducing you to the many ways you can become involved in your community. It's time for your host, Rick Rosman.
Hello out there. Welcome to another Rick Rosman Experience, the Rosman Experience on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. How can you reach us? Call us in at 914-338-1303. That's 914-338-1303. And it's the Rosman Experience. We come to you every week at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And our show is about philanthropy and those that are making a difference in that world, in that space, who are making a difference, either time, talent, treasure. They've got a nonprofit. Every single show, we do not have a commercial. I happen to work for a wealth management firm in the South Bay. That doesn't come in. And we do not charge the nonprofit. We do not charge the nonprofit one dime to be on the show. So we're able to promote some of the most interesting folks out there that are making a difference. In the past, as you know, we've had the Osmond Foundation. We had the people from ShareFest. We've had the people from Olive Crest. We've had the people from Union Rescue Mission. The list goes on and on and on. The show's been on since November. We've got a great, great guest today. But before we get there, a little bit about the motivation behind the show. And it's not easy, ladies and gentlemen, for me to sit here and talk about Sheila and I, because that's where people came to me and said, Rick, you really need to have a show. Sheila and you are involved in everything under the planet. Maybe if you had a show, it could motivate others. What was Maslow out there? Maslow was the psychiatrist, sociologist or whatever, who had his hierarchy of needs. And the basic needs are needs of security, the needs of having everything taken care of, those types of things. In our country, we have a high degree of the basics taken care of for a certain group of people. There are those that are not participating 100%. And those folks have the extra time, talent, and treasure to get involved. And the demands on our time are such that we can, you know, we can spend the night going to a baseball game, and that's wonderful, or we can watch American Idol, and that's wonderful. However, maybe deep down inside, after listening to the show and seeing what you and I are involved in, maybe deep down inside, you might look at your wife or husband and say, you know what? Man, let's take the kids, go mentor a kid. Let's go take our kids down to the soup kitchen. Let's go get involved at the Union Rescue Mission and serve the homeless. Let's go get involved at one of the high schools or one of the charities that Rick and Sheila are involved in L.A. Or if not L.A., if you folks happen to be back east, I'm sure the need is just as huge in every part of the country. Never has the gap between the haves and have-nots. It's really starting to widen. And that's got a lot of people concerned. And you see all the stuff about taxes and everything else. And but there are a large number of people that are not participating in the American dream. And we can look at everything out there that you've heard. Both political parties have their solution and everything else. But it starts at the grassroots. It starts by getting involved. It starts by making a stand and saying, I will get involved. I'll give you a little bit about, you know, Sheila and I. First of all, Mary, live in Redondo. We enjoy traveling, running. By the way, I did the L.A. Marathon today. Go L.A. My time was about 6:20. Hey, I'm 62 years old. 6:20 is okay. It's my third marathon this year. So I did Surf City, which was Huntington Beach, and I did another one down in Dana Point. So I try to do a marathon a month. I've done two halves. So believe me, getting involved in nonprofits doesn't take away from your personal time. And Sheila is at UCLA. You're finishing up a degree in immunology and biology and genetics and is looking to get into medical school. So, yes, we have goals and dreams in our house. And you know what? Taking the MCAT, she did. apply to medical school? She did. The rejection letters? Yeah, we're getting them. It's not an easy task. However, it's stepping out of the comfort zone. And people will say, well, gee, Sheila's older. She's 42 going to medical school. Doesn't she know any better? Well, no. The limits are placed in our own head. Our guest is going to talk about the self-imposed limits that he breaks on the constituents that he serves. We're involved, though. We get involved with time, talent, and treasure. Go to rickrosman.com, and you can see the amount of charities we are involved in. I'm on the board of the Awesome Law Foundation. I am on the board of Jefferson High School. I'm the president of the board of Steps for Success. Ed.org, that's education. That's where South Central, we take parochials, we take inner city kids and put them in parochial schools and pay the tuition. The school system has tremendous issues. I work with Jefferson, I just mentioned, and so I know what I'm talking about, that anything to save the kids down there. I'm on the board of the Academy of Business Leadership. I'm on the board of A.C. Green, legendary Laker A.C. Green, and A.C. Green Youth Foundation. We're also involved. ShareFest. Do Google on ShareFest and the wonderful work they do. Olive Crest, we help them out. Miller Children's. By the way, there's a cancer walk for pediatric kids coming up in June. They need volunteers. We'll have that stuff posted on the website. Doesn't cost you anything but time. And you know what? When you see a child that has pediatric cancer, it'll sort of change your life. Because if all of a sudden you said, wait a minute, I got health, my kids are healthy, everything is healthy. So we took the time to get involved in all those things. Another Scott Newman Foundation, South Bay Healthcare. It's just a matter of saying yes. We still love to go to the movies. We still love to eat out. And it's not something that takes away, however, the endorphins. Today, your host received an endorphin rush when he got the medal from the LA Marathon. You also get the endorphin rush when you serve the homeless, when you go mentor a child, when you go down to South Central or whatever it is, and you work with like Jefferson High School. And we've had a number of programs at Jefferson, and we're still working with Jefferson on a number of programs. Your endorphins go up. You feel good when you give back. You feel wonderful when you give back. Even psychiatrists, and I don't know how they've done it, and I'm not a scientist, my wife is, but they've done studies. Guess what? If you see somebody else doing good deeds, you feel good. You feel good. It's the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do. Yes, we can sit back. Okay, Dodgers are coming, but you know what? If you're going to go to a Dodger game, maybe there's some youth groups that you could take a couple of kids with you. Just a thought. And you know what? They don't get the chance to go. They don't get the chance to go. I'll segue back with A.C. Green and the Youth Foundation. We took the kids to see Cleopatra exhibit at the LA Museum there by the Coliseum. Do these kids get that kind of opportunity? We got it comped. We got them in. We had 300 kids. And first of all, if you didn't get a chance to see the Cleopatra exhibit, I saw it with A.C. Green's kids. Wow. And the kids lit up. They were so excited. They paid attention to each and everything that was there. All of the studies for paleontology or whatever it is, archaeology, all the stuff that they did and the history of what happened in Egypt at that time. These kids paid attention. It's just a matter of giving them the opportunity. That's all. Another example, Jefferson High School has a golf team. And you've heard this one before. Union Rescue Mission has a golf tournament. The host and Sheila bought a foursome for the Jefferson High School golf team to play golf at Trump up in Palos Verdes. The coach looked at me and said, Rick, these kids don't get a shot at stuff like this. They got to go up, and first of all, Rosie Greer was there. For those of you old enough to know who Rosie Greer is, go do a Google. The kids loved it. The kids got a kick out of it. The kids were out of their element, and here they are at Trump up in PV. They got in for the breakfast. They stayed all day. They were there for the dinner. They were amazed, and it changed their outlook. It changed their concept, because when, and this has been something that's been very, very difficult for me to understand and to relate to, is that the inner city experience is not something that I've experienced. My kids haven't experienced. Most of your kids have never experienced it. And there is a mindset when some football games at a high score on Thursday afternoons because of the gangs. Now, Jefferson now has the games on Friday nights, but that's an example, and that still happens in some places in our country. That is a travesty. Anyway, our intent with this show is to mobilize you. You can reach us through the easywaybroadcasting.com on the Rick Rosman Experience and to mobilize you to get involved in time, talent, or treasure. Listening today, I know there are retired engineers. Listening today, I know there's retired teachers. Listening today, there are active teachers and active engineers. And you teachers, you deserve, after what I've seen at the school, you guys deserve accolades. But couldn't you use a retired engineer to come in and teach math and science and maybe counsel and maybe help a child get through math and science? The lack of math and science is going to hurt us as a country going forward. Retired teachers, do you really spend all your time on I know it, you gave your 30 years and your 40 years of service, and maybe you don't want to do it anymore, but maybe one day a week you call on Emmanuel Arts, you call on a Crenshaw High School, you call on a Jefferson High School, you call on an Avalon High School. By the way, Chad Mayer over at ShareFest, go to the ShareFest blog and see what they did with Avalon and how they increased the test scores. You know what? They had volunteers do that. Volunteers who were good at math, science, and English, that's the difference. And you know what? If we get these kids to graduate, guess what? They become productive citizens, and they go on to college, and they contribute back. And we'll never know because we're too old. And 40 years from now, 30 years from now, some of these children that we mentor, some of these children that we help, maybe will be the next whatever, president, Einstein, senator, business leader, discoverer, inventor, you name it. That's it. So with that, our guest today, let me give you an introduce. Let me introduce this wonderful human being. Today, the group that we're bringing on, the group that we're going to showcase is Sarge's Community Based Inc. The mission statement, it's a nonprofit organization to develop and encourage young men and women to become leaders. We are committed to reducing violence by seeing them practice and then personally own basic life skills, leadership principles, respect, structure, and responsibility. By providing core values of family commitment and responsibility, we will educate and empower our youth through teaching service, teamwork, and discipline in a structured environment. By the way, something about Sergeant Gibbs, and I met him at another program where Lou Gossett Jr. was getting an award. And if you remember, Lou Gossett was Sergeant Foley in The Officer and a Gentleman. Sergeant Ken Gibbs instructed Lou Gossett in all of the and how to become a DI, and that's where. Guess what? Lou Gossett won the Academy Award, so maybe Keith should talk about that. But Keith Gibbs, who runs it, is a native of New York City, South Bronx to be exact. He graduated from Williams Howard Taft High School in the Bronx and then listed in the United States Marine Corps. Sergeant Gibbs' first duty of tour was Okinawa, Japan, where he spent 18 months learning the military supply system. Upon leaving Okinawa, he toured many locations around the globe. In the early 80s, Sergeant Gibbs requested to become a drill instructor. This was a very rewarding and challenging duty assignment, training 90 men on a quarterly basis and being responsible for their total being was a tremendous task. Gibbs also spent several years as a Marine Corps recruiter, enlisting men and women from all walks of life and from different levels of education. He was the number one recruiter for Los Angeles County in 87. There's a lot more about Sergeant Gibbs that we can talk about. If you could see what he has. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show Sergeant Keith Gibbs and his program, Sergeant Community Based. Sergeant Gibbs, welcome.
Thank you, Ruth. Thank you so much. That was a great introduction. I appreciate that. I'm still spinning from it. That was great. That was great. Yeah. You know, Rick, it, listening to what you said when you first came on the air in reference to the things that you and your wife does, and my hat's off to you. You're giving so much of yourself, and a lot of people, they do things, fortunately, they're able to get paid for it. you know, we've been running this program now for 10 years. We've been a nonprofit since February of 2008. And for these entire 10 years, I've gone through a lot of staff. And I go through staff, and I understand why. That's because we can't pay them, myself included. We've never gotten paid. And yet we've been running this program for 10 years on the shoestring, but we've been making it happen. When we first started the program, we've been in several school districts, so we've touched well over 10,000 kids. Unfortunately, we don't have the finances or the manpower to keep up with them unless they are currently in the program. But I currently know for a fact there's three of my cadets in college, enrolled currently as we speak. So we're touching lives and we're making a difference. So my hat's off to you for the things that you're doing with these nonprofits and these kids in the community. Thank you.
Well, Keith, this is about you. How did you, I mean, you didn't, did you wake up one day and after leaving the Corps and the Army and everything else that you did and just say, you know what, I think the leadership and the discipline of a military environment and maybe I'm maybe, and life skills that you acquired leading men and training them to handle combat situations, and maybe looking at the inner city experience and seeing what these kids go through. And I, our you know, sometimes I talk to inner city kids, and they, you know, they tell me that their brother was killed in a drive-by and things like that. So it probably is more apt to be like a battlefield than especially where you're from, the Bronx. But how did you come to involved in Sergeant's Community Base?
Well, you know, when I retired, I went to Los Angeles Times. It was assistant administrator. Then I worked for Lockheed Martin Information Technology as a field supervisor. And then I worked for NASA as a federal investigator doing computer crimes. And then I worked for Deloitte as a computer forensic specialist. The paychecks was good, but the rewards, you didn't feel anything. You got a paycheck, you cashed your check, and that was the end of it. You did a job well done. But it wasn't fulfilling. It wasn't spiritually fulfilling. And this young lady by the name of Ebony Hugh that got shot down in a drive-by here in the city of Altadena on Lincoln Avenue, that was close to home, and it touched my heart and it touched my spirit. And something just came over me and demanded or commanded that I do something about it. I had no idea what I was doing or where I was going. But I left corporate America, and I guess I call it envisions. I woke up in the middle of the night and just started writing things down. And before you know it, I had a program. And so for the first 2.5-3 years, we started at John Muir High School in Pasadena, and we ran the program for free at no cost to anybody. And the program was a success. We were making a difference. Kids had stopped cutting class. They stopped walking the halls. They started doing their homework. They started paying attention. They started going to the gym and wearing their gym clothes. And right then and there, I knew I had something. And so I went ahead, and I made it more robust, and I incorporated. And I thought when I incorporated that money was going to fall from the sky, and people were just going to come out in droves to help because we were doing such a great thing. And I was shocked. I was devastated. It was just the opposite. No one came to the rescue of these kids. No one came to the rescue of the organization. We wrote grants. We were denied because we weren't a big $500,000 company. We weren't a Boys and Girls Club reaching kids around the world, around the nation. And so they said, you was too small. You're not going to survive. You're not going to be there. Well, guess what? Those doosayers, 10 years later, we're still here, and we're still making a difference. One thing I refuse to do, because I grew up without a father in the South Bronx in New York City. Most of the kids, 98% of them in my program, are just mother. Some kids are raised by their grandparents, and some are raised by their sisters because their father walked out on them. The male role model in their life left them. I refuse to give up on these kids. I refuse to give up on their dreams. I'm going to be here for them no matter what I got to do. I work this position, this organization, full time. I am not employed. I am not getting a paycheck, but my heart is there. My passion is there. My Lord and Savior is there. And I'm going to be there for those kids because my God is there for me. I'm not going to let these kids down.
Wow. That's putting it on the line. You have taken no paycheck. You're not getting paid right now, Keith. Nothing.
Nothing. Not one dime. And as you know, nonprofit books are open to the public. So anybody want to check my books, it's there for you. My staff. Right now, we only have 8 staff members. We had up to 18 at one point, but I understand they can't keep doing this, and they got a family. They need a paycheck, and I can't afford to pay them because there's not enough money there. It's enough to run the program. You know, we pay for these kids' health insurance when they're with us. We pay for their shoes. We pay for the transportation. We pay for their food. We pay for them when they're with us every weekend. Every month, they're with us every weekend. And so that's where the money is going. So there's not enough money for us to get a paycheck or anything. but it's a passion of mine. I'm sold on these kids making a difference. I'm sold on these kids. They're not dummies. They're not stupid. All of them are not gang members. All of them are not drug dealers. Just because you suspend the kid and kick him out of school and the kid get discouraged because he don't want to go back to school, you throw him by the wayside and you say, I'm going to forget about that kid. He's not going to go to continuation school. And these kids give up on themselves because we give up on them. Well, America, here's a tooth and nail. I'm not giving up on these kids.
Tell us what's okay. So you formed this wonderful organization. How many kids go through the program at any given time, Keith? What number and maybe outline the program. What exactly happens? And I know you got a lot of things going, but you know, sort of. Okay, let's just say that you've got a kid in continuation school, not a bad kid, but he's got issues. What do you do with that kid to get him squared away?
Well, we just started a program this weekend. It was Friday, so we went down to our campsite. And when we hit the base of the campsite, everybody grabbed their gear, their backpacks and their sleeping bags, and we hiked into our bivouac area. So we can hike anywhere from 3 to 9.5 miles in the bivouac area. And throughout that hike in the bivouac area, we're stopping along the way every mile and a half. We hydrate these kids. We make sure that they're hydrated to the fullest. We're talking about periodic tables. We're talking about gang intervention and things of that nature. We're talking about what it means to be successful and what it means to have something in life. We focus these kids on what's on the other side, you know, and we ask these kids what brought them to the program. We stop and we have peer-to-peer mentoring because we have some of the senior cadet kids in the program who have been in the program now for over 5 years. And so they're wearing the ranks, they're in camouflage uniform, they're wearing anywhere from PFC to lieutenant bars on their lapels. And so they're running the program. And these are kids that have graduated the program 2 or 3 years ago, but the program is so much to them and they got so much out of it that they come back to the program to give back to those new kids in the program because they believe, because we made a difference in their life. And now they're here to help us make a difference in the lives of those new kids that come on board. And so throughout that entire 50 hours, we're drilling, we're talking about school, we're talking about academics. Some of the senior cadets, they give classes. One senior cadet, he is 13 years old. He gave a class on anger management. There was another kid, he's 11. He gave a class on leadership. And so the new kids that are coming in, first words out of their mouth is, how can I get a uniform and how can I get up there and give a class? Well, in order for you to do that, you have to turn your life around. You have to get back into school. You have to stop playing with gangs. You have to stop doing drugs. You have to respect your parents. You have to respect your sister or your grandmother. You have to do the things that you need to do in order to be successful in life. You need to bring the nucleus of your family back together. Just like you came out here and we made you work together, you put a fence together, you dug ditches together, you cook together, you wash dishes together. That right there that you learned out here in the field is the same dynamics of your household. It's called unity. It's called teamwork. It's called responsibility. And those are the things and the core values that these kids learn out in the field.
How long do you take them out for? What's a typical program? A weekend or is it in the summertime? Is it longer? What's typical?
The first 3 Saturdays, we're here in Pasadena from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then once a month, we leave for drill weekend. That's Friday, 50 hours from Friday to Sunday. We put in a total of 50 hours over the entire weekend. So the program itself is 16 months long. So for 16 months, they'll go out for 4 weekends, but they'll have every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
It's a lot. That is a lot. And you're doing this yourself. How many kids are in the program?
Right now, we just started Friday. This Friday, we picked up 15 kids. So we have 15 kids this current program. This program will graduate sometime the latter June, the middle part of July, but August we're looking at approximately 30 more kids that's going to come on board the program. And looking at these new 15 kids that we got in this program, there's no doubt in my mind that all 15 of them won't come back for the next session.
Okay, so they can come back to the next one. That's okay.
Right. We'll keep these kids until they're 18 years old. Like my pride and joy, his name is Richie Alonzo. Richie Alonzo has been in the program now for approximately 6.5 years. He's a lieutenant. He's 22 years old. He came in the program at 17. He came back to give back to the program. Richard was a gang leader. He dropped out of school. He was doing drugs, selling drugs. He was beating up people and taking whatever he wanted to take from them. His mother put him in our program. After she put him in our program and we finished with him, he went back to school, graduated, disappeared for about a year and a half, came back. He called us at the office and said, hey, I'm back in town. you know, we didn't ask where you've been. We just asked you, have you stayed out of trouble? He said, yes, definitely. I learned too much to get into trouble. I want to come back and get back to the program. He came back, gave back to the program. He's been with us now for going on 2 years, and he's back in college. So that's a success story, and those are the type of work and the things that we do here. And so, I mean, he's great. In fact, you're going to meet him on March 23rd, Rick, at our fourth annual award banquet at the City Club, 333 South Grand Avenue. So you're going to get to hear some of the testimonies of these kids that have been in the program for more than a year or so and have graduated. You're going to hear about what brought them into the program, how this organization turned their life around, and how their entire family is for the better. Because we just don't take that kid and change his life and then throw him back into a toxic environment. We take that toxic environment and make a difference in their world as well. So we send those parents to a 16-week parenting class so that we can make a difference in the parent's life as well as that entire household. Because one thing is important, and one thing that these kids do not have for a fact is structure. There are no structure in these homes. And so when we send that parent through that parenting class, now that kid has structure at home and he has structure in the organization that he's with for the weekends that he's a part of this organization.
Wow. So you it's all-encompassing. You reach out to the parent. How do the parents, some of the parents have gone through similar things that their kids are going through, except they're a lot older, so they probably are not, you know, they probably had the gang issues and maybe dropped out of school themselves. How must be very interesting to talk to the parents and get them to see the need. If you want to cut it and start the new generation going one way instead of, you know, not going anywhere, how is that? I mean, I'm intrigued. And walk me through a typical parent relationship with these one of your students.
Okay, you know, a lot of these parents are single parents that come to me, and they have anywhere from two all the way to six, sometimes seven kids in the family, and all of them are young. And so what happens is, the parent comes to me as a last resort. I am the last person that they come to. They've been to the police department. They've been to the courthouse. They've been to Children and Family Services. And no one can do anything for them. They can't give no help because the kid hasn't been arrested. The kid hasn't been in the system. But as soon as that kid get arrested and get a number, then they got all kinds of services for these kids. And it helps. But these parents want to prevent that. They don't want their kid to be locked up. They don't want their kid to have a number. So they come to me as a last resort. And that's why I'm able to utilize that leverage, because the parent come to me and they want my help. So if you want my help, you have to help me help you. And by you helping me help you, you have to go through the parenting class for 16 weeks. Unlike the judge in the courthouse, when a judge tells a parent, your kid has violated probation, I need you to go to parenting class. If the parent doesn't go, there's nothing the judge can do. The judge can't find the parent. It's not the parent's case. It's the child's case. So the parent can just brush off going to parenting class. With us, they can't brush it off. Because if you want me to help your child, you're going to help me help your child. You're my secret weapon. If I can train you and give you additional tools to help raise this child, we together collectively can put this kid right in the middle and give them the structure and the discipline that they need to be successful. If you fail, I fail. And if I fail, your child fails. So we have to do this together. That's how I get their buy-in. Another
wow.
thing, when you drop your kid off at 8 o'clock in the morning, you pick them up at 4, but for that first hour, the parents do physical training with those kids. That creates such a bond you wouldn't believe, because for the first time in this child's life, he's never seen his mother on the ground doing a sit-up. The mother never seen this child do leg lifts. And so they're sitting there laughing at each other, and they're proud of each other because you can't do it, but I can, and vice versa, and I never seen you do this, and I didn't know you was in that good a shape, and it creates a bond. And now they're laughing and joking. They don't do that in the home because the mom's come from work. She's tired. She has to cook. She has to help the other three young ones do their homework. The older one, he's just fending for himself. Now it's time to go to bed. They spend no quality time together. So at least three times a week, they can spend an hour together doing physical PT with Sardis Community Base and grow a bond together. Then from there, they go to the parenting class, and they spend 4 hours in the parenting class. In that parenting class, they get to bond with other parents. They get to cry and talk about things that happened in their life and the ways they try to solve it. And then another parent may have that same issue, but she used a different method of solving it, and it worked. And now that parent has a new vision, a new idea of how to handle that I-control child. And so we bring that family structure together. Now they're learning our organization. Now they know how we operate, and they take that same concept back home. So when the kid comes back to us the following month, there's really nothing changed because mom's is working on the same sheet of music that we're working on. And now this kid has consistency in his life. and now he's ready to rock and roll and be successful. And that's the proudest moment of my life. We graduate these kids, and everything has turned around. They came to us with F's. They're leaving with B's and C's. They came to us with 1s and 2s in their progress reports. Now they're getting 9s and 10s. We have made a difference. We have finally arrived. We have come to light. And those of you out there that want to do something with us, our doors are open. We're looking for instructors. We're looking for teachers. We're looking for mathematicians. We're looking for anybody that want to come out and just do anything with these kids. Business professionals, come out and give a lecture to these kids. Let them know that the gang members is not the only ones that's making money, that doctors and lawyers are making money, that professionals are making money. It's not all about a basketball dream. These kids need to know that plumbers make good money. Electricians make good money. And it's not happening.
Okay, you said you had 8 paid staff. How many
volunteers? We have no paid staff.
Walk us through
that. We have no paid staff. No one gets paid. Everyone is volunteers.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We've been doing this for 10 years.
From all walks of life. I mean, there's retired folks, and walk us through a typical volunteer, if there is a typical one.
You know, there's really no typical volunteer, because we get grandmothers whose kids are not in the program, and they heard me on the radio, and they'll call me and say, hey, I'm a grandmother, I don't have no kids, but can I come to the office and make phone calls? Can I just come and keep the office doors open? Can I come and do some filing? Maybe you need some copies made. And we bring them in. Now, but if you're dealing with any of the kids, then you go through a live scan background check. So we definitely have to make sure that you're clean. You have no record, you're not a pedophile or anything of that nature when you come and deal with these kids. Because when these kids come into my program, these are my kids.
I look at them as my kids. Now, okay, Sarge, you mentioned that your need. Could you, if you had the resources, is there enough volunteers? Do you get enough?
No, there's never enough volunteers. I mean, even though I believe the Department of Children and Family Services go five students to one staff, I believe that's the ratio. But if I can get one-on-one so I can get some mentoring done, that's good. The more the merrier. I can never have enough staff. But let me tell you what my ultimate goal is. My ultimate goal is, if somebody's going to do this, I already know it. My ultimate goal is somebody's going to write us a check. We may not know where it comes from. And somebody's going to drop a large amount of money in our organization. And we're going to take that, and we're going to do a front full-page ad, and we're going to say Sardis Community Base is open to 50 students from 5 to 14, male and female, and we have full scholarships for you to attend this program. And there's going to be lines out my door, literally, because right now we do charge the parents. We charge the parents a fee for the program right now because we got to keep gas in the van, we got to pay insurance, we got to keep the doors open. But the staff don't get paid, but the money you're giving us goes right back into your child. So you're not paying us for the program. You're paying for us to take care of your kids through the program. So you're paying for the program. You're not paying for the staff.
Wow.
But when I get that big donation, the floodgates are going to open, and we're going to be able to make a difference in the lives of communities at large, because at that point, the parents don't have to worry about trying to come up with $800-$900 to put their kid into a program. The money is going to be there. The staff are going to be able to get paid. I'm going to finally be able to have a solid staff that's been with me from point A to point Z, knows my curriculum, knows my structure, knows my SOP, what we will tolerate, what we not tolerate, the whole nine yards. And when that time arrives, oh, my gosh, the floodgates are going to open. Things are going to happen. People are going to know what organization to take their kid in if they want their kid to be successful. And I want you to be part of it, Rick.
I'm in. I know your gala's coming up on the 23rd, and ladies and gentlemen, after seeing this guy and then looking to on the website and everything else, I had to buy a table. So I know there's going to be more support, so I had to buy a table so I get to be there and see firsthand. I'm going to meet a lot of these young people that Sarge has made an incredible difference in their lives and have turned their lives around. Sergeant, what does it take to run a camp right now? What is your budget? And then tell me how am I get like for a weekend like you just had. What kind of budget are we talking about?
That's going to depend on the amount of kids. Everything is on the amount of kids. So let's say, for instance, if we got the 15 kids that we have here now, 15 times 28, 80. I don't know what the number is.
15 times 288?
Yeah, 15 times $2,880 for 16 weeks.
$2,080, okay.
Yeah, for 16 weeks.
Okay, all right, wow. Yeah, the 28,000 is darn near, it's 14, about 40,000 for 15 kids.
Yeah, 15 times the 28, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, Sarge, how are you securing the financing now? Was it coming from, is it coming from donations? Is it coming from, what's the source of grants? How is it working out for you now?
It's coming the same way it came from you, Rick. When I met you, I sold you on my passion. I said, Rick, I need some help. I need some money.
Right.
I need to get these kids moving. And you turned around and you donated because you believed in my vision. You saw the saw the intensity. You saw the passion in my eyes. You felt my heart. And that's what I do. I literally go knock on door to door, and I'll get anywhere from $25 to $1,000. And I take that money and I throw it directly into the program to make a difference in the lives of these kids. So I beg for the money, just like I'm begging on the radio right now. If you're out there listening, help us. We need help. We got to save these babies because these kids are going to jail. These kids are being incarcerated. These kids are joining gangs. These kids are selling drugs. These kids are driving down the street shooting and killing our other babies. Something has to stop. Something has to give. I'm making a difference, and I'm doing damn good work. And I got the proof. The proof is in the pudding. I got the proof to prove it. I just need somebody out there with a heart made of gold to come out and step out and take this challenge to help us make a difference and save our community. Because when we save a child, we save a household. When we save a household, we save a community. As we save a community, we can save the world. It's there. We can do it. We just need that village because I can't do it alone.
Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to segue back here for a minute. At the beginning of the show, we talked about the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And in this country, we have so many people who are, all their basic needs are taken care of. Sorry, you're taking those basic needs aren't taken care of. And you're in a position, ladies and gentlemen, time, you heard it. He needs talent. He needs volunteers. You say, well, I don't have the money. If you have a skill set and Sarge can, I'm sure he can find a home for you. I'm just going to say out loud, I imagine you're looking for the retired engineer and the school teacher, those types of folks who can help English majors. If there's any English majors out there, I know the hardest thing is if you can't read, you can't go anywhere. Okay, so we can talk about the talent. Now, the 23rd is a gala coming up. And Sarge, I don't know whether you're sold out or not, but
no, we still got some tables left. We still got some tables, and they can go to the website www.sargecommunitybase.org. The link is right there. You can follow the link and register. And you know what, Rick? If everyone that's listening, I know there's thousands of people listening. If everybody just go to the website and go up to PayPal and just donate just $10 a month. If everybody just donate just $10 a month. We will be good for probably the next 15, 20 years. Just let it go. Just let it ride. $10 a month. Just let it go. Don't even look at it. Just put forever and let it ride. That can make a difference. I'm not asking for somebody to come out of their pocket and drop $25,000 or $50,000 unless they got it like that. But if collectively, if we get that village and that village donates just $10 a month, Rick, we can make a difference. We can stop the violence in America. We can do this.
Amen. Now, Sarge, assuming that we got all, okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard the plea. You go to his website, which is, Sarge, you have to give the name of the website again. I didn't write, you talk fast. You talk faster than I do. It's www.
That's sargescommunitybase.org. And Sarge's is with an S, S-A-R-G-E-S, sargescommunitybase.org. You can go up in the right-hand corner and donate, or you can go right there on the bottom right in the middle and go ahead and hit the registration button and come on and register and come on and hear us speak for real. Come on and meet some of these kids, because these kids are real. They're not fake. They're not cartoon characters. Come and put your hands on them. Come and touch them. Come and listen to their stories. Come and just feel how their lives have changed. Come and see the difference that have been made in the family structure. Come and listen and talk to the parents and how we turn their lives around and how they're the better for it. Come out and help.
To that point, Sarge, we are at a crisis being involved with Jefferson High School. I see firsthand. Being involved with stepsforeducation.org, which is the parochial schools that give scholarships to inner city students. The somehow we have designated, whether it's Detroit, whether it's Philadelphia, whether it's the Bronx, whether it's Oakland, whether it's L.A., I had any number of cities I could keep going. My kids never went through this stuff because we always had goals and dreams, and we always said, you know, of course you're going to finish school, of course you're going to go to college. Going to jail and using a gun and using drugs were never even part of the conversation. So I'm just dealing with that. And we've gone to a point, ladies and gentlemen, where when you get 60-65%, and I think the statistic may be even higher, but 65% of inner-city high school kids do not finish. What are they going to
middle school kids are not finishing. Middle school kids are not finishing. And, you know, I just found out a couple of weeks ago, and it broke my heart. They got a continuation school for middle school students.
Oh, my God.
That's
how
bad it's gotten. Yes. How do you have a continuation school for a middle school child, 8, 9 years old, going to continuation school? Why? Because the parents has lost control. The school has lost control. You can't discipline this kid to stay into a regular school in middle school and learn something. You got to kick them out of school and put them into a continuation school in order for them to learn. Something's wrong with that picture. We need to fix that.
If a child wanted to be part of your program, how do they contact you, or are you full? I'm going to ask you the loaded question. Right now with funding and budgets and all that, are you completely full?
No, I'm never full. I'm never full. Okay. The more kids I get, the more I go out and beg for instructors. The more I go out to the Army units, the National Guard units, the Marine Corps Reserve units. And what I like about those units is the commanders. And I take my hats off. Even though I spent 22 years, I take my hats off to the military because those commanders of those units, they allow me to talk to those soldiers, Navy, Army, and Marines. They allow me to get in front of them and plead my case. And those guys sign up. They sign up to work with us. Unfortunately, because of all the things in the conference that was happening, they wind up getting deployed. So I lose them again. But when they come back, hopefully they'll make contact with us. But for a kid, the parents can go to the website, they get them contact, send me an email, or they can call the office, 626. I'm going to say this real slow because Rick's out okay. Too fast. 626-797-4882. Just give us a call to the office. Schedule an appointment. We'll bring you in. We'll hear your story, and we'll make a decision if we can take your kid in the program or not. Remember, parents, we're not magic. We can't do all. We're not everything. We can't fix every problem. There are some kids that we turn away, and I have to tell you that. There are some kids that are way beyond what we can do for them because they have already lost their way, and we can't bring them back. You know, we had a parent that called me. Me and another instructor went over their house, and some of you guys are going to be able to relate to this. Some of you guys are going to say, nah, Sarge's been watching TV. Parent calls us, out of control kid. He's 13 years old. Please, can you come help me? Can you come over my house? We went over to the house. We walked up into the projects. We walked in, and, I mean, the marijuana smell was so strong, we had no idea it was coming from her place. We knocked on the door, walked in, got a contact high. The lady had 40 ounces, had a couple of guys sitting in her house, weed all over the desk. She called her son out to talk to him. He walks out with his pants down to his thighs, and she wanted us to fix him. Now, what's wrong with that story? What's wrong with that picture? I'm sorry, lady. There's nothing we can do for you. And we turned around and we walked out. My heart bled for that kid. It's not his fault he's in that situation, but I can't help him because there's no doubt in my mind that that mother is not going through the parenting class. Ain't no way in hell she's going to go through that parenting class. And I'm not about to waste my time from the kids that want to succeed with the kid who's lost. And that kid was lost. And I hate to say it, but there was nothing we could do. So there will be kids that we will turn away. And there will be parents that we will turn away because there's been parents that came to us and wanted the little bit that we charge, they wanted to give us double that. But they wanted to put the kid in the program, but they did not have time to go to the parenting class, even though they did nothing on Saturday. They didn't want to go to class because you know what? They didn't have the problem. They said it was the child that had the problem. That's sad when a parent won't admit that they have faults as well and that they had instilled those faults into that child. And now that they both need help, they don't want to admit that. She just said the child needs help. If you can't take my child and help him, then forget about it. And that's what we did. We forgot about it. So that's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't want to help yourself, then we can't help you. We can only help those that want to help themselves.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard probably the most passionate human being I've met, the most passionate person we've had on the show. He believes without a shadow of a doubt. He has the faith of I don't know who. I mean, the faith of God.
I got the faith
of
my God. I got the faith of my God, Rick.
Yeah. I'm just awestruck knowing the problems, seeing the problems that I've witnessed in my little contact. You know, I was principal for a day at Jefferson, and listening to some of the young people there and the degree of hopelessness that they have, it's pretty that coming up. By the way, I think we got a call. We got somebody calling in. Eric, you want to pick up? Okay. Hello. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi,
oh,
how are you?
Hi, Rick. I'm great. My name is Cherie Marcy, and I've been listening to your show. I follow your blog, and I was just, you know, I've been very inspired by, you know, you for a while, and, you know, listening to the show today, you know, just compelled me to call in, and, you know, I'm so interested in being a part of everything that's going on in a major way. I have a television advertising company, and we have a few interesting things coming up. Pretty soon regarding a college tour we're doing. And, you know, I'm very interested in, you know, possibly or surely if you're okay with it, and, you know, making a commercial that can put your show out there, you know, on a bigger platform so we could possibly, you know, reach more people so we can, you know, help a lot more kids out there, you know, more families on a greater scale. And the gentleman on the line, you know, with the charity, I was thinking that, you know, if he has a couple of, of, you know, top students in mind, if they're like high school age, maybe we can, you know, take them on, and maybe they could be, you know, one of the, you know, first recipients of our scholarships that our tour is going to be funding.
Okay, Sarge, I think what I'm gathering here is that, number one, can you do a commercial for someone like Sarge, and if Sarge has a couple of kids that are, you know, spectacular, you have a college tour program that possibly his kids could go to. Am I reading that correctly?
Oh, no. Actually, let me back up and slow it down a little bit. You know, I know you're still, you know, it's limited time. Basically, I'm an advertising company, and I want to do a commercial for you, Sarge. You know, put you on prime time. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely. Put you on prime time, you know, in front of more eyeballs
this,
so we
Sarge,
can reach a greater audience.
The show is about Sarge. What can you do with your college tour for Sarge?
Okay, well, basically we have a college tour that's going to be nationwide and then global. It's the first college tour ever that's going to be on pay-per-view, streaming, live stream, and pushed to mobile devices at the same time. We have major celebrities attached and, you know, that are going to be performing. And basically we're going to be going, you know, from college campus to college campus, performing concerts, and part of the proceeds from the shows are going to fund college scholarships for creative kids and kids in the arts. So I did want to have a conversation maybe with Sarge off the air, you know, regarding his kids and, you know, if he had any creative kids in his program.
Huh? Outstanding. Rick, can you give him my personal cell phone number?
Yeah, I've got it, Sarge. I will give that offline. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
all right. Hey, thank you very much, and we'll follow up with you offline, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Don't hang up.
Thank you. Now,
that's amazing.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on the 23rd, you want to get involved? I think that anybody who's heard this program would want to be involved. On the 23rd, at the City Club, downtown L.A., there's going to be a gala. Now, what time does the gala start, and what does somebody need to do if they want to buy a ticket?
It starts at 5 p.m. It's going to be a silent auction, and it's going to be a show, and it's going to be dinner. And so you can go on the website and go ahead and register online, and just come on out. Let's pack the house. Let's do this. Let's help these kids. Let's make a difference. And that young lady that just got off the air with us, thank you so much. You're heaven sent. You're God bless. And we look forward to speaking with you. And right off the top of my head, I got about four kids that's in the program that can, they're seniors, and they can use that scholarship to go to college. That's going to be a blessing to the family, and these kids will be the first one in their entire family that ever went to college. Thank you so much.
Wow. Okay, that's heavy. That is heavy. And will there, on the 23rd, so you'll be there, all the kids will be there, and you're and you'll be up there telling your story. People can meet you in person. They can contact you in person and everything else. What is the ticket cost?
The ticket is $125 for single, $200 for a couple. $125 single, $200 for a couple. Or you can purchase a table for $1,000. Or you can just go ahead and send a donation. If you're on the East Coast and you just want to send $2,000-$3,000 a donation, you go on the website and do that too, or you can just mail it to us.
Okay. So there's a lot of ways to get involved, folks, not just the gala on the 23rd, which your host is going to be there. The table, how many people sit at what table? Is it 10 or 8?
It's 10. 10 at a table.
Okay, 10 at a table. And the City Club, ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the posh places in L.A. And knowing Sarge, he's going to have probably some interesting folks there that from either from the celebrity community and that type of thing, because he's so active in raising money. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put a plea out for what Sarge does. Having been in South Central myself, having seen the situation myself, and that's just one city, multiply it by Oakland, multiply it by Philadelphia, multiply it by everywhere else, that if someone fills the gap, you heard about Mind the Gap, that's the program, what is it, when you get on the subway in England, it's Mind the Gap, but Sarge fills the gap. He becomes parent. He instructs the parents. He instructs the kids. He changes their lives, and he's not done it. He's not taking a salary. My God, he's not taking a salary. That is
and that's hard. That's very hard, Rick. But you know something else? I want to take it one step further. Like tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, I have a conference with the teacher and the teacher counselor. We make surprise school visits. So we go into the kid's school. We sit in his classroom. We make sure he's getting his homework done and turning it in. We make surprise home visits. We make sure the parents are doing their part. We make sure that food's in the refrigerator, that the kid got clean sheets on his bed. If they get in trouble while they're in our program, and some of them do, of course they do, we make court appearances with them. And when we go to court, we take the judge, the initial progress report from the school, the initial report card, and the initial document that the mother signed to put the kid in the program, up until where the kid is if and when he gets in trouble, and everything escalated. There's no doubt that it doesn't escalate it. And there's been judges, and I like to say thank you, judges. I won't mention no name, but there have been judges that have dismissed cases because of the documentation that we were able to provide to that judge. And he's forgiven the little indiscrepancies that child has committed. And so life is good. And now this kid sees that someone do believe in him, not just Sarge and his instructors, but the judge believe in him, because the judge saw documentation where the kid was on his lowest bottom and how he's moving up the chain and how he's moving up to be successful. The judge sees that, and he makes assessments for that. And the kid sees, and now he believes in himself, because not only Sarge, but now he has a judge that believes in him as well. So when you business people come out and talk to these kids and talk about your profession and tell them that you believe in them, it makes a difference. And you need to come out and make that difference.
All right. Sorry. That time went by awfully fast. So I'm just already 4:52. So we're going to slowly wind it down here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard the most passionate plea I've ever heard. For helping those that are in tremendous need. Most of us don't have the skill sets. We're not in the military, but I will challenge the veterans out there who were the veterans of the Army and the Marine Corps and some of the, maybe the other branches, that if you are a veteran and you got your 20 years in and you're doing something else, tons of you are working in the aerospace industry after you did your 20 years, here's a program that you can apply your military skills. Sarge needs your help. He needs those kind of volunteers, because I imagine out in the wilderness, though, you need people that are trained militarily who have gone through it so that these kids have somebody to watch over them like Sarge. So there's a volunteer. Now, the second part is volunteer. I'm sure he needs the mentors. He needs the people who do English, math, the science. More importantly, the money. And
yes.
Sarge is not taking a salary and is not paid staff. I've never heard of one like that, and it's just amazing. And he's reaching 15 kids right now. He's going to take 30 later. He saves the parent. You heard that, ladies and gentlemen. He actually goes in and gives the program to the parents. Look, he's teaching responsibility. He's teaching them to be disciplined and to make decisions that to take care of themselves and decisions to move on. We've all heard of halftime. At halftime, the coaches reevaluate. Sarge is a halftime for these kids. Okay, you made some mistakes for the first part of your life, but guess what? Now that I'm in your life, will make sure that you, everybody makes mistakes, but our decisions will be sounder. We will make better decisions, and when you make better decisions, your life, you participate in the American dream a little bit better. Sarge, any one last thing to say? Anything that you want to say before we let you go?
Only thing I want to say for those young kids that may be listening, you just respect your parents, keep your head up, don't let nobody get you down. As long as you got structure, discipline, and respect in your life, you will succeed. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't. And parents, take time out for your kids. Be there for them. Never work too hard that you don't have energy for your kids, because I'm going to tell you something. If you don't take time out for your kids, these gangbangers and drug dealers will. So you have a choice. I just hope you make the right one.
Sarge, we're going to have you come back again and report every few months. Are you okay with that?
I'm absolutely okay with that, Rick. I bless you for that. Thank you so much.
All right, and we're going to link you up on our website too about how about your program, so that and our programs are archived. So Sarge Community Base will be up on our website also for those that that come to my website, and maybe they can be directed to yours. So we'll make one last passion plea before we let you go. Sarge's Community Base makes an incredible difference in the lives of those that are hurting in the inner city. Is that if these kids do not get a shot, and they don't get a shot, then their lives will be lived on the margin, and that they will not be productive members of society. Sarge is turning the corner for these, and he's also turning the corner of their families. So, Sarge, I honor you. I salute you for your service. I salute you
Thank
for
you,
what
sir.
You're doing. God bless you and the work you do, and we'll see you soon, okay? I'll see
you
for sure
it.
On the 23rd.
Yeah, see you on the 23rd. Thank you, sir.
All right, God bless. Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was probably one of the most powerful presentations the Rosman Experience has ever had. We had one human being. Remember we talked about the starfish. We're winding down now. Remember we talked about the starfish where the grandchild and the grandparent were walking along the beach after a major storm, and the starfish were washed up beyond the tide where they were going to be in the sun and pass away and die. And the little boy, being concerned, was taking the starfish and putting them in the ocean. And the grandfather looked at him sort of whimsically and said, you know, there's so many starfish. It's impossible. You cannot make a difference. And the little boy picked up one starfish and said, Grandpa, to this starfish, it's all the difference in the world. Isn't that what Sergeant Gibbs is doing? He's taking one starfish and making all the difference in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Sheila and I are going to support him. I believe in what he's doing. I challenge anybody to come to the gala on the 23rd at the City Club in L.A. I've got a table of 10. You can reach us through the easywaybroadcasting.com, the Rosman Experience. You can reach us if you want to have any other questions on charity. Please get it. Please call us. As you know, there's so much need out there. There are so many things that it's just unbelievable when I hear the wonderful work that people are doing. And we sometimes become cynics, and sometimes become, you know, sort of don't even know what's going on in our own community. But when you hear a guy like Sarge, it makes you feel pretty cool. At least hearing that story of somebody that makes a difference. Remember earlier we had the conversation about endorphins? Well, guess what? My endorphin level went up after I heard about what he's doing and I'm seeing what he's doing. When you see somebody making a difference, it makes you feel good too, and it makes you feel that I can help too. My challenge, get involved. Go to our website. His link is up there. Go to Sarge's website at Sarge's Community Base. He needs money. He didn't take a salary. He hasn't taken a salary for 10 years. For God's sakes, a man like that is deserves our support. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude another outstanding Sunday edition of the Rosman Experience on the easywaybroadcasting.com. The shows are getting better and better and better. You can reach us. We're on Facebook. We're on Rick Rosman 1, Rick Rosman at Rosman 1, Rick Rosman 1 at Gmail. So the Facebook, Twitter, all the accounts are there. You can contact us. I'm on Easy Way Broadcasting, Rosman Experience. Next Sunday, 4 o'clock, we're going to have the Osmo Foundation on again, Lillian Osmo, and maybe her son, Nandi, might call in along with some other celebrities. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, this is Rick Rosman from the Rosman Experience signing off. Everybody have a great week. God bless. And my challenge to you, make a difference in the lives of someone this week. Make a difference. You can do that. God bless. Bye-bye now.